Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Podcast, the podcast about playing games and making games. Brought to you by O-Rock Studios. I'm Paul Franzen, the head boy of O-Rock.
And I'm Michael Gray. I'm the clan deputy of O-Rock.
Okay, what does that mean?
Oh, warrior cats. Warrior cats.
Oh, you're back on your warrior cats kick this month.
Yeah, it's the term for their second in command. I read the first two books of series number two. Yeah, but Thunderpaw's not in it. I don't know when he's going to show up.
Did you start reading these before or after Cat President?
I don't remember, to be honest. I could look it up if I had
to. I'd be curious about which inspired which. Or I guess people asked you to review these, right?
Yeah. It's not me reading it on my own. I get paid to do it.
Oh,
not
nice.
Not much. But...
So you're the clan deputy, is that what you said?
Yeah, I think that's the name for the second in command of these warriors. Those cats are always
like
fighting.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put that on your business card. I'll sign off on that.
2019. It looks like June 2019.
Okay, so. Oh, that's way post Cat President then, because the first one came out in 2016.
Oh, then you must have come up with the name for Thunderpaw, because I was not doing a...
I did. I think we talked about this before. It was inspired by a classic bit on the podcast, My Brother and Me. It was from a Yahoo Answers thing that they did. Yeah, that was all me though, absolutely. But it was sort of circuitously inspired by Warrior Cats. I'll put it that way.
There
so what's
is
up, Michael?
Just a second. I'm gonna have to pull up the Warrior Cats name generator.
Yes.
Yes, they do have. Oh, are there multiple name generators? Oh man.
Yeah, I just generated some really good ones. I got Mud Kit, Stumpy Song, Frostem, Toadspring, Agile Gust.
I think some of these are real, actually. I got Brightflower, Moth Spots, Happy Tree, Lion's Leap, Copper Water. I won't drink that. That sounds...
I got Odd Leaves.
Those are some weird-looking leaves, dude.
Wait, Fish Spots. Plump Paw. Honey
Plump
Ripple.
Plump Paw? Is that the cat that just eats all the time?
Yes.
I got Smart Snow.
I got Smart Sky.
Oh, I guess Smart must be like a common name in this series, I guess. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's an actual
Owls
name
Roar.
From the series. Cloud Kit. Yeah.
Grumpy Leaves! I got Grumpy Leaves!
Definitely. Definitely the grumpiest of the leaves.
Oh man, so Cat President 3, which is probably not happening. They were just getting all the names from here. I think Grumpy Leaves is definitely one of the main characters.
That would be the easiest. Oh man, but yeah, each cat like changes their name like three or four times throughout the series. It kind of makes it impossible to keep track of anyone. So
yeah.
One of the problems
I have trouble following characters in books where they don't change names. So,
yeah, I mean, I like, you know, if Kit is the last name, that means they're a kitten. But then when they go into training, their last name changes to like Claw or Paw or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
I need to close this website. I'm so distracted.
Yeah.
Pigeon Blossom, Mothwind,
Wolf Flame.
Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dove Rain, Prickle Stem.
I was thinking it might be cool to write like a Warrior Cats game. Probably won't do it, but I don't know.
We could have a Cat Warrior Pathway in the third game. without calling it that, but.
Already came up with a name for it, so it's like, what was it? Cat Clans? Something like that?
Yes.
That would be a good title for it. because people who are, like, reading the Warriors series, everybody calls it Warrior Cats, but the series is called Warriors, so that also gives you some leeway in terms of names.
How about Cat Warriors on the Oregon Trail?
Cat Warriors on the Oregon Trail. Oh, somebody's already done, like, a Warrior Cats RPG. Oh, wow. Warrior Cats.
Yeah, there's probably also a Warrior Cats dating sim.
Oh, no. There was going to be, like, a Nancy Drew dating sim at one point, but I think that project died. I looked that up recently. I'm like, hey, whatever happened to it? It's, like, last updated 2018. Oh, okay. So I don't think they're doing a Nancy Drew dating sim anymore. It makes me sad. No.
Here's a Warrior Cats dating sim I found.
Why are you sending? I'm definitely going to check it out, but like, why are you?
It's unfinished. It looks like, unfortunately.
This is the worst.
Battle Cats Academy 0.1.
Oh man!
You are a new transfer student to Thunder Clan Academy, a school in a rural village of a semi-anthropomorphic cat people. Your classmates help you get adjusted in this new environment. And maybe even find someone you love.
That's so awesome, because there's love. Oh, there's, I mean, that's obviously Graystripe right there. And our main character has got to be... the main character in the books is like an orange cat, Firestar. But his name is Rusty, and then his name becomes like Firepaw, and then Fire something else, and then Firestar. Like I said, they changed names too much.
Ooh, looks like they started working on it again at the end of last year.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I cannot talk about Warrior Cats anymore, Michael.
We've got to talk more about these Warrior Cats. I was gonna say
No more. Okay,
talking
what?
About
last
love
thing
with,
about
talking about love in Warrior Cats, it's so weird that our main character, Firepaw, like, there's one female character he knows in book number one, and they don't really hang out with each other. They talk occasionally, and they're kind of nice, and she dies in book one. But then in, like, book four through six, everybody insists that the two of them were, like, boyfriend and girlfriend and great lovers. And it just came up again in another book. I'm like, when did they fall in love? They barely talked to each other. I don't know. Apparently someone who wrote the outlines for the books, it's just in the author's outline that these characters were greatly in love with each other, but it wasn't in the actual book itself.
And they didn't actually write that chapter.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, is that in the Warrior Cats dating sim? If not, it should be, because I want to see the romance that everybody insists happened, which didn't.
This is too much Warrior Cats.
Too much.
What video game stuff have you done this month? I'm putting my foot down.
Okay, so
I'm lifting my leg up and slamming it down on the prosecution table. What video game stuff did you
dang,
do?
Dang.
Throwing my wine glass into the fire. Sorry, I've been playing way too much Ace Attorney this month.
I mean, that's the only thing he does. I don't want to make you mad, but I actually did write ideas for, like, a Warrior Cats RPG.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's just a bullet. It's a bulleted list of, like, 10, 15 things, though. I don't know. Like I said, I'd probably do it for the hosted games, but that involves, like, knowing how RPGs and RPG systems work. And I just don't. I don't know how you would program an RPG. That seems like it's too complicated for me.
Well, just take those notes and cut out all the combat and leave the story, and then you can do whatever you want.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Other video game stuff I've done this month is the Oregon Trail, but I think you know all the stuff I did.
I do, but our listeners don't.
Okay, so we had some drama with the pictures, basically trying to get all these pictures, because like our other games, such as Cat President, or the Pizza Delivery Boy You Saved the World, that's actually the example I used, when trying to convince one of my friends to be on it. So what I did was I shared the screenshot of Pizza Delivery Boy You Saved the World, the one where Doug is talking to future Doug. And then I shared, like, the two photos of me as both dogs. It's like, I'm like, here's what it looks like. Here are the two pictures I took, and here's what it looked like in the final game. Pretty, pretty mm-hmm. please. I promise it's not weird. Would you be willing?
I don't think you can make that promise.
My friend was worried that there was no, it's like, I don't have a green screen. I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I convinced Abigail to take pictures for a minor character in the Oregon Trail game. I don't think the character even has a name, and the character has 5 different poses. But she has, like, pioneer 1800s style. She has one of those outfits, and so that's why I wanted her for the role.
Perfect.
It's like, yay, now if I could just get you to dress up in a pioneer outfit.
Me?
I don't know. I was joking. Who are the other characters? The other characters are Uncle Elmo and the lollipop salesman.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, I'm already playing Paul.
You've already been cast, yeah.
Yeah. My wife actually does have this kind of, like, big, like, Ren Faire kind of cloak. No, I guess that doesn't help at all, does it? That's not... They don't have Ren Faire cloaks in the Oregon Trail, do they? Dang.
I don't know. Did the pioneers wear cloaks?
It's like a big green, like, emerald green cloak. It looks like a cloak from Lord of the Rings. Maybe that's not it. Hmm. What other costume? No. I was trying to think of something that would kind of cover my face a little bit, too.
But you don't want to be seen. Yes.
Well, no, because I'm already playing Paul, so I'd have to find some way to disguise this character so it's not obviously the same person. That's sort of like what I did in Pizza Boy, right? Because I played the pizza thief, but then I also played, I think his official name was Scary Man. Mm-hmm. So I just, it was me again, just wearing a hoodie and a mask over my face. But anyway. Should we find an Uncle Elmo that looks like the Uncle Elmo from My Nigerian Prince?
I don't know. I was going to ask, with Uncle Elmo, so the role this character plays in the game is the character is in Washington, D.C. and looks at a statue in Washington, D.C. And that's basically it. So mm-hmm. it could be any name, any gender.
Sure,
Uncle
yeah.
Elmo's just a placeholder name.
It could be uncle, aunt, it could be niece, nephew, like...
Yeah, I feel like it shouldn't be uncle, because if the kids are going to call you Uncle Paul
right,
in
okay.
the game...
So it shouldn't be, yeah, so it shouldn't be Uncle
thinking.
Elmo, then.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it should be aunt or
Who has
grandma.
Two uncles? Nobody has two uncles, that's just weird stuff.
Wait, it should be grandma, and you could get your mom in the game again.
Hey, Mom.
I think we solved it. Yes. Your mom loves it.
Oh, I'd have to go take pictures. Yeah.
Yep, that's my solution. Gotta call Meemaw or whatever your kids call Grandma.
Oh, man, Meemaw. that...
But you're right, though. We could just do, like, an open casting call for, like, literally anybody, and we'd take whatever, you know, whatever person we want or whoever wants to do it, and then just, you know, change the script to relate to that.
Yeah, because I'm sure if it was my mom, she wouldn't be saying gee willikers or whatever Uncle Elmo says.
We could also do it like you don't see the character at all, like you're just talking to them through a phone. And maybe their avatar on the phone is a picture of Uncle Elmo from My Nigerian Prince.
That'd be silly, yeah.
But then, yeah, as you said, maybe we shouldn't have a second uncle character. You're right. Nobody has more than one uncle.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
And as I said, we've also got the salesman character, a lollipop salesman character.
Right, yes. Yeah. All right. Cool. So not too many characters then to get still.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I, so I got my friend to play the employee and took the pictures, and then I immediately edited the pictures and got them into the game. Paul kind of showed me how. So I've got a question. This is probably a dumb Photoshop question, but
yeah, sure.
Is there a way? I don't even think I'm explaining it correctly. But so what we do with all our games is you have like a 2 pixel stroke around every single picture.
Yes.
So in my Photoshop, the default is a 3 pixel stroke, and the color is red. It's like there's a
yes.
Is there a way to change that default, or do I have to change it to 2 pixels? And then I couldn't figure out the color, so the color is now number 3333333333 because that was the easiest one, because I didn't want to remember the one that you had picked. Sorry.
So I can tell you, I don't know how to change the default, but what I do is I go into the layers on Photoshop and I select a layer that is already done that already has the 2 pixel gray, dark gray border around it.
Mm-hmm.
You can right click that and then click copy layer style, and then right click on the one you're working on and click paste layer style, and it'll paste it directly on there without you even having to go into the style menu at all.
Ooh, I'll see if that works. Yeah. I'll try that out now.
Yeah, it should. At least that's on my version of Photoshop. Hopefully it's on yours too. That's my one weird trick. I've been literally just copying and pasting the same layer style since, like, Cat President 1, probably.
Okay.
I just keep opening an older image and pasting it in.
All right. So, okay, well, I'll try this out. It looks like it worked. That's great.
Yay!
Yeah.
Glad I could help.
So, problem I've been having is just figuring out what expressions the kids are making, because I really should have saved the list of expressions I wanted them to make, but then I didn't. And
yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens every time. Usually, like, we'll send our model a list of expressions, and I'll get a bunch of photos in return. And sometimes the photos are labeled, sometimes they aren't. I don't ask people to label them either way, so... but then it's like, I guess when I'm programming it, when I'm choosing the pictures, I'm not even really paying attention to that original list anymore. Now I'm just looking at the photos and trying to find out, like, all right, what fits this emotion that we're trying to get across with this line the most? Like, is the person angry? All right, is there an image here that when I look at it, it says angry to me? Is the person confused? Is there someone, you know, scratching their head and kind of looking to the side? Stuff like that.
So I was doing something similar, but also... Something like, it's like, okay, what would require me to not have to edit another photo? Do any of my other photos that have already been edited fit this?
Yeah.
Is she just going to have the same angry expression for the entire conversation? And I don't think it works, so...
Yeah. Well, that's actually something I think about a lot, is if I'm changing expressions too much in the games. Like, I play other visual novels with more traditional art styles, and they don't always, like, change the character's expression with every single line. Sometimes it'll go multiple lines. They might, you know, have a little animation. Sometimes they'll have the characters close their eyes, or I don't know. But they don't always just flat out, like, have a different character view with each line of dialogue.
Interesting.
That's something I need to, like, ask our testers, I think, when they're testing out Too Many Santas. Is whether they think it's distracting that the character views change so frequently, or if it genuinely is adding to the game.
I was going to say, because I just played more of Great Ace Attorney today, and there was a line, if you picked a wrong option, where Iris makes fun of Ryunosuke. It's something like the prosecutor guesses exactly what Ryunosuke is thinking, and he's like, how's that possible? And Iris made some sort of joke along the lines, so she's like, you've only got 4 different expressions. It's pretty easy. She's like, you've got the scared expression, you've got the smug expression.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something I'm also finding out, now I'm doing this just now, is the outfits the kids are wearing. They're wearing, like, Oh, there's a term for it. It's not Velcro. It's not plaid. I think it's plaid. No.
Velcro and plaid are two very different adjectives.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Huh.
They're wearing flannel. They're wearing flannel, which is very
Flannel!
popular
Oh,
in the Pacific
okay.
Northwest. And
Yes.
Photoshop just does not like flannel. It's like it wants you to wear clothing that has a very defined edge, not multiple colors. Thank you very much. And that's just been a problem. I mean, that's been a problem with everybody, also including Abigail, who's wearing the 1800s style outfit. She, because she's wearing it's a pattern, and it's got, and just Photoshop does not like that.
Welcome to my world, Michael. Like, at least 50% of my work, so it feels like at least, is editing character poses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please let me know if you find an easier way to do it or any shortcuts. I think I've given you most of what I know already, but if you think of something, please.
Yeah. I feel like that's most of the work I did with the Oregon Trail game. See, I contacted the University of Oregon because I realized you probably didn't realize I was wearing an old University of Oregon t-shirt. It just says Oregon on it. And
Yeah.
their
I mean,
branding.
I guess I did kind of think it could have been a college shirt. I didn't really give it that much thought, though.
Yeah. I thought, it sounded like, it felt like that would be very appropriate, considering the
Yeah.
setting of the game. But their branding, department or whatever said no, go take reshoots. And so we had to edit out because I'm not doing reshoots. So.
Yeah, I mean it was fine. I did a lot of those the images. It was fairly straightforward using the healing brush tool I was able to use. That plus just kind of painting over some spots too. It didn't take too long. But I don't know. So I just did what are essentially like CGs in our game, these like, individual tailored photos. So I don't know what you're planning to do for your actual character views.
I'm just gonna do reshoots. I'll have to do that tonight or sometime. I'll just put my shirt on inside out. I think actually all of us are wearing our shirts backwards, or at least the girls are. Mary's shirt is inside out, Rosie's is backwards.
Yes,
I'm not sure
awesome.
why my wife complained,
I did not notice this.
but part of the reason I want to ask your opinion about the pictures was because I asked my wife, and I want to see, what do you think about the borderline? What about the outline on this picture? And
Yeah,
then
yeah,
my wife's
yeah,
response is, oh, her bangs look terrible. I was like, well, I
Oh.
can't like go back in time
Yeah.
and make it so she had bangs.
Now I'm rapidly looking through the pictures of my computer because I want to see if I can tell that your kids' shirts are all on backwards.
Oh, I mean, it'll be somewhere on your computer, but it's going to be buried amongst like 5,000 pictures. You'll never find it.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I have one picture right here where she's looking angry. It was sort of the default character view you were using.
Yep, and I realized that wasn't enough, and so I have to add more.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That was basically her default pose, taking pictures anyway. I have like four different variations of her just giving sort of a blank stare.
Yeah. Well, she's a teenager now. She's allowed to be angry all the time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, dad's making her like interrupting her YouTube video time to take pictures with an inside out shirt. It's weird. Stop that.
My mom talks about that, about how all of the pictures of me from age 13 to like 17, I just always have a scowl on my face because I don't want my picture taken at that moment. No pictures of me. It looks like I didn't smile for 6 years.
Hey, yay. Yeah, yep, that sounds pretty accurate. But also, yeah, I learned with the Abigail things how to do more, 'cause she specifically gave herself, you've seen the thing, she specifically gave herself like a standing up hairdo. And so, I tried to do more with like having gaps in the hair. That makes sense 'cause like so there's like curls and such. So I got to experiment with that, and that worked well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, everything looked good to me. I was looking at the YouTube video.
I think the only other thing was, I said the Ermatinger house said it looked good. They are letting us use the old-timey pictures for their thing.
Oh, it's so much fun when you email someone asking for permission and they say yes. I love it.
It's great.
I never expect it. I either expect them to ignore it or to say no.
Or to just not understand what video games are.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I haven't, figured out how to write these emails without spending, two paragraphs. Because I can't even, just say, I'm making a video game because our games don't look like what normal people think of video games look like.
That's sort of why I made, the YouTube video, I think. I feel like that helps. It's Well, that was... I needed the pictures for a specific scene. It's here is exactly what the scene will look like. I will make zero changes to it if you say yes. I feel like that probably helped a lot.
That's good, yeah. That's a good point. Maybe that's what I should be doing when I'm trying to contact people. Just send a link to... if I can find, a video on YouTube without commentary, be like, here's what the game will look like. Just so you know. Because I try to send screenshots, but that's still, I don't know if that really tells people enough.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I was able to, I did some work on Too Many Santas this month. I've gotten a little derailed lately because I have a new client that I've been doing video game proofreading work for. And I got a big project from that client this month. So that's sort of eating away at my time more than I expected to. But with Too Many Santas, I'm now most of the way through the third pathway. This is the Sassy Santa pathway. I'm just at the beginning of the last chapter, for your reference, Michael, the part where, they're doing the job interviews for the other Santas.
Oh, yay.
and speaking of games where I personally play multiple roles, so I play one of the Santa Clauses in this game, but, actually, this will be news to you, Michael. I also ended up playing low effort Santa Claus, one of the job applicants. Because I went back to the original picture that we had envisioned for this character, which was a dude holding a paper plate over his face with cotton balls glued to it and stuff. And I went back to that original image and I was like, oh, wait. You can't really see, his full body. It's only, his head and down to, a little below his shoulders. So it doesn't really match the rest of the character art for this game. So I was like, but that's fine. I can make this up on my own. The whole point of this character is that it's low effort, right?
Yeah.
Turns out I didn't have paper plates or cotton balls.
Wow. So you had to put in way more effort into low effort Santa.
Yeah, I was like, do I have to drive somewhere now? What I did instead was that I found a public domain clip art picture of Santa Claus's face. I printed it out and I kind of taped it to a wooden stake, a garden stake. And so I hold that in front of my face. It's basically the same idea.
Yeah.
But it looks even more low effort, actually, I think. But since I was able to do that, it solves the problem that I'd mentioned before, where if you have someone playing multiple characters, you have to at least try to trick people into thinking they aren't literally the same people. So my face is hidden in this one, so that sort of does the job. I'm holding the JPEG of Santa in front of my actual face. So that took care of that. But the other addition, the other benefit to doing it this way was I was able to get multiple poses for this character as well, which we wouldn't have if we were using that one single stock art photo. So it worked out quite well.
All right. That was fun. Good to hear.
Yeah. I got to have a really goofy morning one day. Running around printing this stuff out and assembling this costume. Let's see what else is going on. Oh yeah, we talked about getting the Steam page ready. last month, the Steam page is now ready. So anyone who is listening to this podcast, I want you to go on Steam, search for Too Many Santas, exclamation mark, and add it to your wish list, because that will help us with discoverability with the game. The more people who have it on their wish list, the more Steam is convinced that people are interested in this game, the more the algorithm will show it to people when they're just browsing on Steam. So that would be super helpful. I checked the numbers as of today. We have 40 people who have added it to their wish list.
Yay.
I have no idea if that's good or bad or whatever, but it looks decent to me, I guess. I did run into an issue. I swear this happens every single time I put a new game on Steam, is that Steam just, like, automatically rejects it the first time I send it to them. Every single time, they find some reason to reject it and make me do it again. And every single time, the reason has been, like, weird. Like, it's never anything that makes sense. So for example, this time, it was initially rejected because the final build of the game wasn't ready yet. The whole point of doing this was to get the page up before the game is ready. I'm doing the thing that I'm supposed to do. And then it was for some reason rejected for not having the game ready. So whatever, I just resubmitted it and then it went through the second time. So, I don't know.
Different person working it, I guess.
Yeah, I swear though, it happens every single time. It just gets rejected flat out. Like, I don't know if that's, like, part of their process. Like, it feels like it's part of their process that they have to find a reason to reject it the first time for whatever reason. I don't know.
That way they make sure you're actually interested.
I already gave them $100. Come on, guys.
No, that's not interested enough.
But yeah, so, yeah, like I said, that's live. If people want to wishlist it, that would be cool. I think I'm really happy, too, like, Most of the Steam store stuff is now just like totally finished. So when we go to launch the game, I won't have to worry about too much of that. We'll have to do the trailer, and I might want to like update the screenshots. But other than that, like the page is already ready to go, which is awesome because that's something that always is like
terrible.
You know, slows. Yeah, it always slows me down right before release, and I hate it.
Yeah, I thought just occurred to me with the trailer for the Oregon Trail game that we could actually have actual video.
Yes.
Because it's just me and the kids.
Yes.
We might not have the same outfits, but we could definitely.
Or the same haircuts.
Yeah. That's not going to work at all. But
or if we wait too long, everyone's going to be a foot taller.
Yeah, that too. Not me.
You never know. Drink your milk.
I don't know how tall to make the characters too. I just guess that there's like 100 pixels difference of height between the girls.
Yeah, that's hard to do when you're mixing people who have significant differences in height, like adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I've always found tricky to try to get the proportions so they don't look too weird. I think you did a fine job, so I think it works out.
Yep, but I mean that's literally why I did. They're off by 100 pixels.
Oh, cool.
So it should be the same height difference from me to Mary to Rosie.
Cool.
And so because it's the same height difference, it looks. I think that helps. That just makes it look better. It's more symmetrical or whatever the word is.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something that came up a few times with Cat President, like when we'd have people and cats on the screen at the same time trying to figure out what the relationship, because if I do it like it is in real life, right, you wouldn't be able to see the cat. Cat would be too small. But we still got people, I've seen like streams and Let's Plays where people at least briefly or at least jokingly think that the cats are all gigantic.
Oh, really?
Which is not what we're going for. They are supposed to be normal-sized cats. Yeah, I hope this isn't news to anyone listening. If it is, now you know.
Well, it's a cat that is very close to the camera.
Yes.
Things that are closer look larger than things that are far away, I'm told.
Let's see. See if I have anything else interesting on my Santa's page. At some point, we should probably think about what we want to do in terms of a release date. I don't think it's going to be ready by December. Let me start with that. I have a sneaking suspicion it will not be ready by December.
Okay.
So, we'll have to figure out. I really don't want to, like, sit on it until December next year. So, I mean, we could think about doing, like, a Christmas in July promotion, a Christmas in April promotion, something like that. Do some sort of launch campaign based around how it's Christmas whenever you say it's Christmas.
Don't get mad at us.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll probably have to figure that out, because I would love for it to be ready, like, for, like, a December 3rd release, something like that. But I don't know that I see it happening. I think it's going to be ready by it'll be, like, the end of January or something. Like, I think it'll be close, but no cigar. It'll be finished when it's finished, and then we'll sort of try to figure out what makes sense for releasing it based on that. Like, if it's, you know, ready to go February, we come up with some goofy... if it was done by February, it could be, like, a Valentine's Day kind of thing.
The Santa's gotten confused. Day for... Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a Santa.
There's got to be something there, right? Valentine's Day is a great day to release a dating sim.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sort of what I see happening with that. Sorry if I'm clearly disappointing you. I'm sorry if I'm disappointing any of our fans out there, too, any of our listeners.
Aww.
Oh, speaking of which, at some point we should figure out what we want to do for the CG scenes, right? We have the CGs at the end of all the good pathways, so I don't know. If you want to draw something, we could do something like... Remember how we were initially testing the character art, and, like, you were actually drawing the characters, and then I was doing something with them in some art program that I would have to relearn. But we could do something like that. Or I've seen you've been into painting lately. If you wanted to paint something, that would be very interesting.
I took some, I did take the extra photos for the CG as.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if, well, obviously some of them are stock art, so that wouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to get, like, the kind of specific images we're looking for. Like, one of them is, like, sexy Santa dancing in the mall. Like, I don't know how we would get something that specific, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're right.
Just doing photo manipulation. So, I mean, and we could also try to contract that out, too. It would cost a little bit of money, but we could think about that.
Mm-hmm. Santa dancing in a mall. I don't even know how that would work.
But, yeah, that's something we would have to figure out before launch as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could paint anything along those lines.
All right, so maybe I should put it on my list then to start... thinking about finding an artist for those then.
Yeah, I did try to do, like, a painting of one of the houses for the Oregon Trail game, but it was not good enough. That's the problem with drawing, like, specific buildings, is they need to be some level of recognizable. But I thought it didn't come out well enough, so...
I really like, for the Paul character, how you have his house in, like, a hobbit hole. I love that you picked that photo. It's perfect. I think it was a shed in Austria. Was it that photo originally was?
You went to Austria and got a shed?
It's a cool shed.
It is really cool looking.
Oh, is that the base of this, like, tall, like, watchtower that it was, like, huge, huge thing? You had to take an elevator to the top. And at the base of it, there were some exhibits about stuff, and then there was this, I guess, storage shed for, like, the groundskeeper. And I just thought it was so cool looking, so I took a picture of it.
Now it's where you live in a video game.
Yes.
Yay.
Beautiful. Let's see. I think that's most of my stuff. I know that I owe you some pictures of myself for the Oregon City. Oregon, is that correct?
Yeah.
Oregon City game.
Yeah, Oregon.
Or wait, is it Oregon or again?
I think it's a soft E. Oh man, I'll have to look it up.
For the Oregon Trail game. I'm waiting still because I ended up ordering the elevator t-shirt that I was so enamored with. After getting permission from the people to use that image in the game, I ordered it because I thought it would be funny if my character was wearing it. But the shirt has not arrived yet, so I have not been able to take my pictures.
That's okay. I heard that that group might have actually done something recently. They might actually be... So back in the early stages of planning, when I was trying to come up with different locations for the game, is like an abandoned paper mill nearby, and that group has been trying to revitalize it forever. I think it was bought by the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde at some point in time, and they were still trying to work to trying to get it done. I decided not to bother the Confederated Tribes. But my wife says, oh, well, now they're actually doing something. They're actually doing construction work. So it's like, no, they can't tear down the abandoned paper mill. What if I want to use it in a sequel?
Was that the thing that was from Twilight that you talked about before?
Yeah, they did actually record some scenes. Yes.
It'd be really funny if we found vampires there.
No, that would be a totally different game.
But yeah, just waiting for the t-shirt, then I have character views to take, and then I have special photos that I won't get into because it's spoilers for the game that I will also have to figure out. I feel like those are going to be really difficult to take. I'm very
specific
nervous.
Angle. Yeah.
I'm very nervous.
Because you'll have to have a person, like, at a specific distance from you, I suppose.
Yeah. Which is difficult. Lizzo is usually very busy. It's hard to grab her for projects like this. Maybe I can get my phone on a timer. That's what I usually do for when I'm taking character portraits. So,
oh, that's actually a much better idea. I shouldn't need to bother my wife.
That's what I usually do. But then I have to finding a place to actually put the camera or the phone. That's like the difficult part. I usually end up with what is it? Like a chair with a bunch of board games on top of it, and then a picture frame or something that I can lean the phone against, stuff like that.
I do have a tripod, and we used for some of the photos. Yeah.
That would almost certainly be better.
That is how we got the photos of the elevator, the fantastic elevator, because... I have to stand in the middle of the street where there's traffic, where there's car traffic to get those photos.
Yes.
And so I brought the tripod specifically to lend an air of credibility so the cars would be more likely to stop and not think I'm a weirdo.
That makes me so happy.
That's where we get, I guess, those CGs of the dog running away in front of the elevator. It's like, that's real. That actually happened.
See, I was thinking the tripod photos were going to be the ones of the hill that your kids are climbing on, since those all seem to be from very, very similar angles. But I guess you were standing
those
pictures?
Those were tripod ones.
Okay. Yeah.
But the other one was not. I had to take those pictures in two sets. So the one set of when the kids are doing specific poses, the camera doesn't move. That was all on a tripod.
Yeah.
So I had four pictures for each one, for each pose on the hill. And they were not the same every single time, even though they were on a tripod, which makes me very mad. I don't know what, there are a couple... I guess my phone was going for a bubble effect. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it.
Oh, the fisheye mode or whatever?
Maybe it was trying to go for a fisheye lens. Yeah, maybe that's the reason why it looked terrible. But
that's hilarious.
Anyway, I went back to that area and took like a ton of pictures during spring. So the foliage is all different. And so I just had to paste the pictures of the kids onto the background. So that's why the background looks the same every time. It is the same every time. It's me mixing photos taken from like 2 dates. Yeah.
That scene looks great. Like I'm every time I play through that, I'm amazed about how seamless the images are in that. Also, I can't believe we've been doing this, and by this I mean making video games for so long, and I never thought to just buy a stupid tripod for my phone. It would make everything so much easier.
I got the tripod. Yeah,
puzzles and board games on top of a chair. Actually, this time, I on top of the puzzles, we have a bowl of rocks in our kitchen.
Why?
decorative bowl of rocks. But I was able to put my camera in the bowl of rocks and wedge it between several rocks, and that was very helpful. So, but you know what would be better is a tripod!
Yeah. I left our Easter basket full of rocks on our front porch for like a month. Even though there's no reason to do so, but that would be the puzzle where you have to move rocks and all the rocks have numbers on them.
Right, and of course.
I just left the Easter basket of rocks.
Awesome.
I think she finally took it down. It's like, it's Halloween, we don't need our Easter basket up anymore.
Oh, ours are year-round rocks. They're from California. When we lived there, they were like these nice rocks that we found on the beach. Now they're in a bowl in our house. Oh, I see. Hugh is in the channel there. Hello, Hugh. You don't happen to have any questions for us this month, do Hugh?
Hugh, do you have any questions about warrior cats? Are your favorite battling cats specifically?
Never. The warrior cats are banned from this podcast.
We would love to hear them. Please email us at warriorcats@orrock.com.
Argelfunk@michaelsemail.net.
Oh.
Dare you. Oh, good. Now you got him excited about warrior cats.
Not
good job.
Werecats. Are there such a thing as, like, werewolf cats?
Oh, man. Well, that's another pathway for Cat President 3, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be a thing. Werecat? I'll look it up on the internet now. Oh, wait. I can't use internet because I'm on a call right now.
So, Michael, what games are you playing? You're pretty far in Ace Attorney, Great Ace Attorney, right?
Oh, yeah. I got to the trial of case number 5, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I think I might have accidentally come across a clue way too early just by being super observant. So that's always
don't
nice.
Don't tell me. I think we're like at literally the same spot because we were tweeting about it and you said you had just met those two joke character witnesses. And I think that's like exactly where I had stopped at that point too.
Okay, well, I have I played like 2.5 hours today.
Okay, I think you're probably... I played like an hour past that, so you're farther than me.
So I'm at the point where... Well, here's a good way to describe it without saying things. So there are two summation examinations. Like case number 4. So I've done the second summation examination. I'm past that, but not too far past it. Mm. Maybe there'll be a third summation examination. I don't know.
I definitely know who the killer is. I called it, like, as soon as I saw this person, like, when the case started. Like, I think at that point, like, there hadn't even been a murder yet. And I saw this character. I'm like, oh, he did it. It's so obvious that this guy did it. This character did it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that also might have been... I think that person made a small cameo appearance in, like, case number 4.
Really?
Because I kept waiting for... In, like, case number 4, when you first enter the Gerdeb's house, or when you first leave the Gerdeb's house, two unnamed people show up on the street, and one of them is dressed in a fancy costume and quotes
You're
Shakespeare
right.
at the other person, and that other person gets super mad because he doesn't understand the Shakespeare quotes, and those two characters are never named or mentioned again. I kept waiting for them to come back So it's like, I feel like, I don't want to give spoilers, but I think we're talking about the same character who has a similar flamboyant theatrical style. Who
it's 100% that person. I refuse
agree
to accept
has
else.
To be the killer. Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to move on to the next game already. Like, all right, it's this person. Done. Throw this one out. We do have a question from Hugh in the Discord channel.
Okay, do you... Okay, never mind. I was going to make a Warrior Cats joke again.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Hugh wants to know, could you explain how... I remember you mentioned it in an older podcast, and I can't remember which one.
Am I allowed to do that? I still have my NDA right here.
What are you allowed to say that wouldn't be in the NDA? Probably nothing.
Can I even say, like, the date I signed the NDA? Okay, let's see. It's funny because I've got the details that I could talk about, but they can't go in the podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to cut all of that out of the podcast, don't I?
Every single thing. Yeah.
All right. I'll leave the word Zoom in.
I'll just leave the word Zoom.
I'll just be talking about nothing, and I'll be like, and I hate Zoom. All right.
Oh, then... man, Zoom is the worst, bro.
Back to Ace Attorney briefly. Mm-hmm. I really like those two joke characters.
It took me forever to kind of understand what they were saying. They were very...
Yeah, they really went to town on that accent, the localizers did.
I feel like the localizers must be English.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if they were doing just British stuff, or if this is British stuff from the 1800s. I feel like that might be part of the... problem. I don't know.
I thought it was funny. I thought their whole act was funny, pretending that the cop was their third brother for reasons I do not understand.
I don't even know who their third brother is.
I don't know that there is one, is there?
I'm not sure if they picked up. Maybe that's what the person who we both assume is the culprit.
Oh,
maybe that person
will
be proven to be their third brother.
I hope so. I love them, and like Herlock Sholmes are like the heroes of this game for me. I think I mentioned before that my wife had been playing this game with me. She has since peaced out of the game. She is done. Yeah, well, it was the issues we kept talking about, right? About how the pacing and how much they repeat themselves. Like, she felt like, very, very understandably, that the game was, like, really wasting her time. Like, there's other things she would be doing with this time other than reading the same block of text 6 times in a row, you know? I totally get it. And like I was saying, I think the game is significantly slowed down either when there's two people trying to read it or if you're trying to read it out loud. Like, as soon as I started just playing it by myself, like, I'm zooming through the text now. And it's made a huge improvement in the game for me. I don't know. I'm very curious to see what the second half is like as well.
We still going to have sort of silly jokes with the person we think is the culprit or not? Or is it going to be like way more serious after that?
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Sherlock Holmes has to be like testify at some point, right?
I was thinking that. I briefly thought he was going to be the killer in this case, too.
That would be so awesome, yeah.
That would have been a wild twist. But I don't want that, because I want him in the next game. I'm very curious. If it's like the same prosecutor in the next game. Because that would be kind of interesting, because that's not how Ace Attorney usually does it, right? It's always a new person. No, I don't know if it is or what.
I mean,
he needs a little more personality other than Edgeworth, but drinks wine. But maybe we'll get there at some point. Well, we'll find out through the natural course of time.
Yeah.
Speaking of nothing that we're talking about, I just found out that werecats are real.
Werecats are an actual thing.
There's a breed of cat called the Lykoi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Lykoi. And they are described as werecats. They have an undeniably odd werewolf-like appearance. And under appearance, it also says, there's no way around it. This cat might be a challenging cat to love. It has a toned body, a wedge-shaped head, and a hairless mask of skin around its eyes, nose, muzzle, and the backs of its ears. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that they're real and everyone hates them, I guess. All right. I think that about does it for this month's episode. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Paul M. Franzen, and Michael is at Arglefunf, spelled exactly as it sounds. You can check out all of our games on Steam or itch.io, or just visit orock.com for the complete library. Our theme song is by Fifth Avenue. You can check them out on SoundCloud. And finally, if you have any questions about game development or our games specifically, we'd love to hear them. Email them to podcast@orock.com. Is there anything you'd like to add, Michael?
Nope. I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, that makes things easy then. Bye, everyone.
Bye. A story will be told. Go! I was fighting having to use Zoom on purpose because I don't like that. But